This course would be closed under the proposal, or perhaps pared back to 9 holes and turned into open space for the rest of the area. Many at last night's Salt Lake City Council meeting said they did not like that idea at all. They say this bond isn't about open space, it's about losing Glendale Golf Course, especially after losing other golf courses in the city, on the west side in particular. And just speaking with the superintendent this morning, he said it's a shame. It's a beautiful course, he says, and it would be terrible to lose all of this for golfers. And then others at the Salt Lake City Council meeting said that the recreation bond is just too big. $150 million would mean a tax hike of $60 per year on a $250,000 house, on top of other tax hikes the city has done. So the city council is talking about paring back that proposal. Council Chair Luke Garrett says he doesn't think it would pass. So maybe they need to focus on other priorities or change the proposal. Others say you got to get a plan to pay for the proposed amenities that would cost taxpayers $3.3 million a year. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.